EASIT is the Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Unit 3B, Easy to Understand and Auto Description. Element 1, Processes. Interview with Professionals, Louise Fryer. Overview. In this video interview, the British AD professional Louise Fryer will talk about the accessibility of audio description. She will share her ideas on what can contribute to making this form of audio-video translation difficult to understand, and she will unveil her stance on the possibility of describing in an easy way.
Hello, I'm Louise Fryer. I'm an audio describer and an academic. I'm in my 50s with short brown hair graying at the temples. I'm wearing a purple jumper and a black padded down vest, and I'm sitting at my desk upstairs in an old cottage in the UK. I'm going to answer some of the questions put to me by the EASIT project. Do I think that AD as I know and produce it is really accessible for all? No. AD certainly makes some content accessible for some people by providing access to the image to those who can't perceive it themselves. But the problem is that even though the blind and partially blind audience is extremely diverse, there's currently only one AD track. In an ideal world, people would be able to choose between descriptions targeted in different ways. For example, depending on sight experience. Has the person in the audience always been blind? Did they lose their sight later in life? Maybe some people would choose the director's AD, drawing attention to the camera work. Some people might prefer a man's voice, others a woman's. At the moment, AD of live events is usually only accessible to people who wear a headset. This means it's closed. And what about people with different levels of education or lack of cognitive skills? AD aims to use language suited to the content. So for the AD of a play with complex language, the AD will also be complex, which might not be accessible to everyone. What elements of AD do I consider cause a higher cognitive load? Cognitive load hasn't been properly researched in AD. It relates to working memory capacity. That is, holding a large amount of information in short-term memory and being able to manipulate it. For example, remembering the description of a character from the audio introduction until the time that character appears on stage and then updating your mental image if the character puts on a disguise. Working memory capacity is thought to be limited. It will be affected by the amount of information, which might mean the complexity of the content you're describing, but also the word count, speed of delivery, and the complexity of linguistic structure of the AD itself. However, it's possible that the AD reduces load by adding context to enable users to interpret the dialogue more easily. Load can also be eased by users not having to filter out unnecessary information. The describer is not describing every single thing, and by spreading information across different modalities. Inflection and tone and the soundtrack might convey emotional detail without the need for complex words. Do I think I describe in an easy way? I don't think so, but I do try to describe in a logical order, prioritising which information I give first. Do I think I could describe in an easy way? Well, I wouldn't like to be limited as to the vocabulary I use beyond adapting it to suit the content. So while I would use easy words and constructions for a children's show, I wouldn't like to have to use easy words to describe content meant for educated adults. Have I ever been given users feedback on how easy it is to follow my AD? I was once told about 30 years ago that I used too many words. Since then, I've tried to use words more effectively. Less, but better, as the designer Dieter Rams put it. As an AD professional, I've never been asked to write an easy AD, but I have been asked to write description for a relaxed performance for a neurodiverse audience, so I kept the descriptions as short as possible, but I hope still helpful. I felt it became more of a guide to the performance than an audio description. So I said things like, the girl is happy, she's clapping, she's encouraging us to clap too. I've also been describing recently for film AD to be delivered by synthetic speech. The writing needs to be more explanatory because you can't use inflection and pace to build excitement or tension. The idea of replacing some descriptions by explanations is a common strategy in AD. To use a technical word followed by an explanation. I like to do both whenever I have time and whoever I'm describing for.
This video was prepared by Elisa Perego and produced by Angelica De Marchis, Laura Marini and Annalisa Navetta from the University of Trieste. The narrator was Annalisa Navetta.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 international license. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.